welcome to the Bullcast Podcast. I'm Katie Pickler, and with me for our 200th episode is Court Winsett.
Hello, Katie. It's a very special episode.
Cameron Spann.
I'm feeling bicentennialicious over here.
And Nicole Ellis.
What's up? I don't know what to say.
Where was the flair?
I don't know.
Where was the jazz?
Jazz hands.
Okay, so it is our 200th episode. Yes, we have made it. We've been teasing that this day was coming, and we made it. 200 episodes every Thursday, released at noon. Have not missed a Thursday. Wow, guys, amazing.
Well, no, I just wanted to see what you do if we didn't say anything,
I was kind of thinking that, too.
So, yeah, no, obviously, 200 episodes is quite the accomplishment. We have come a long way in a lot of ways, right? In terms of just the way that we handle ourselves and in terms of certainly our surroundings and our equipment and our knowledge and our ability to put together an episode, but also just the way we approach episodes, the way we approach each other. Everything is cool, cool.
Man. It feels like we've only done 5 episodes, and then on the other hand, it feels like I've done about 1,000.
Yeah.
And that's anything, anything in life.
You relive the episodes
boy.
A lot more than
Oh, boy, yes.
Yeah, you sit there and have to edit them and make sure we sound good. And so, Cam, our voices, even after we finish Bullcast, I'm sure our voices will haunt Cam for the rest of his life.
Forever and ever. Forever and ever. But I love it. And I just remember when we set out to do this podcast, we wanted to do at least 15. 15 was our number. Mm-hmm. If we quit after that, that's fine. And
now
here we are, 200.
Go back to that first one. Let's take a listen.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's do it.
Brace for impact.
Hello, and welcome to the Bullcast Podcast. I'm Katie Pickler, and with me today is my super fabulous co-host, Court Winsett.
Buenos dias.
So, welcome everybody to our episode 1. We are super excited about this, but you're probably wondering, what is Bullcast? What is this podcast going to be about? And so we're going to break it down for you. So, Court, help me out a little.
Break it down. Okay, so basically this podcast, hopefully, will ultimately be about personal finance, but personal finance made simple. We want to try and boil it down to the essential elements and help everybody understand.
Like essential oils?
Essential oils. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. Where do they sell essential oils?
At Facebook. Your local high school friend.
Facebook, yes. Okay, so every single episode, you can expect certain things. You can expect an opening bell from us. That's what you're experiencing right now. The opening bell will be followed by a top 5. Every single episode, we will come up with a list of top 5 things related to the episode's topic. Each of us will have our own list. We will compare and contrast. But the list will be related to our topic. And our topic will be the third part of the episode, the meat and potatoes, if you will. We will follow that up with a bullseye. The bullseye is the summation, the sum up. Let me sum up, if you will. And then we will hopefully eventually, once you have gotten to know us, have a Q&A session after the bullseye where we answer your questions that you will submit to us through the website, which you will learn about at the end of the episode, which would be the closing bell. That's right.
Closing
time. Finally, the closing bell. And we will end with the closing bell every week. And hopefully, at the end of every episode, we will have given you enough reason to come back for more. Katie, this week's episode is about basically getting to know us. So
getting
I figure
to
for
know you getting to know all the oh okay I no. promise I won't try
getting
to sing
to
too
like
much
you. Getting oh. to love you like me.
These are a few of my favorite things.
So apparently this episode is all about Sound of Music.
No. Okay, so first off, the hello. I'm pretty sure episode like 5 or 10, I was like, let's get rid of this. This is just, I was all like, I'm a different octave on all those earlier episodes. I'm like, hello and welcome to the Bullcast Podcast. And I've got
that. That's pretty good.
I'm
Katie
the same
was peppy.
Person.
Katie was peppy. Court was goofy. I was non-existent, and Nicole wasn't born yet.
And we sang a lot.
Well, yeah, early on, I was trying to come up with, you know, okay, I'll say hello a different way
every time,
and that'll be my shtick. But I could only come up with, like, a few different ways to say hello. And then it was like, oh, this is just...
And you said Mylanta all the time.
I did. I said
Mylanta. And then I started picking it up.
Yeah. What got me out of Mylanta was actually, which I don't think I use on the podcast nearly as much, but I frequently heard Cameron saying, and I don't know if this was on the podcast. Yeah. Cameron says my word. And so I replaced Mylanta with my word. And now I say my word a lot. But I don't, again, I don't think I say it on air as much.
No.
You know, number one, the quality is a lot better now because we've got the studio, we've got different mics, we've got different things like that. But I mean, still, it's still great quality. Cam has been consistent with editing, making sure it sounds great. We've changed because we've obviously become a lot more comfortable behind the mic. We make it a lot more conversational, and it's not so much Katie's history lesson, which we did a lot of those, and the legal sessions. And it's a lot more of us trying to explain things, and which is what we wanted in bite-sized form. We haven't picked on each other as much this past, you know, 100 episodes as we used to.
Roast each other.
Yeah.
Well, you know... That's an interesting thing. Katie, you and I were talking the other day about how just generally your and my dynamic has changed over the years. And I think some of the way that we interacted early on was we were still kind of trying to figure each other out. All of us were. But you and I, especially because we were the ostensibly the hosts and we didn't know each other very well. We were still sort of like pushing at the boundaries, trying to see how each other ticked. And obviously we know each other a lot better now than we did then. So
are you? You saying that we have built deeper relationships and now our relationship has changed, kind of like with an advisor and a client, how, you know, when you first start out as a prospect and it's kind of testing the waters and seeing and you kind of question each other and really challenge each other.
Man, I really want to get you a gift for the 200th episode. It's going to be a shoehorn. And it's symbolic of the way you can just shoehorn anything I say into a financial topic.
It's what I do. Make it pink and glittery, and we're in business.
Man.
Y'all's chemistry has just really amped up.
Now, for the record, my wife is coming on a little later, I think, and I want to just make sure that everybody understands that we're not talking about that kind of chemistry.
But I guess that is the grand experiment, is locking three people in a room for an hour, hour and a half, and just being like, make chemistry, make chemistry.
Do you remember locking ourselves in a dark room?
You know, I was thinking about that, our episode in Hot Springs. Mm-hmm. Why did we go to Hot Springs to record?
Because I was up there, and we had dedication that we had to get we had to get an episode recorded. We did not want to have in the can.
Yeah, yeah.
We did not have one in the can. Y'all came up there. Mm-hmm. I said, let's record on location.
I mean, it was one of our earliest episodes, too. It was like, it was when we were doing the whole stocks, bonds, but it wasn't stocks or bonds.
We're talking about commodities, I think.
We had the whole, okay, there are different kinds of investments you can have. Stocks, bonds, and then we did a whole episode on alternative assets or something like that. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that was what we recorded up there. But also, we sort of justified it because you were up there with a large group of people, and I had some people up there that I could meet with, so Cameron and I could just drive up, and we could record an episode with you. It'd be fun to be able to say we were doing an episode on location and so forth.
We went out on the boat.
Yeah.
You know,
we just tried to make a whole thing out of it.
But so, we've recorded in a law library. We recorded in our podcast studio. Mm-hmm. We've recorded in a dark Christmas closet in Hot Springs Village.
Yes. It was really dark.
It was really dark.
But it was not a closet. I mean,
it's like a bedroom.
It's a storage room.
But we were in the dark.
Yeah.
Because the light was making noise. So we're like candlelight doing this.
Yeah.
We were Sheridan, Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where else have we recorded? New York.
We recorded in New York. Yeah.
Coast to coast, baby.
Yeah, we're all over the world.
Magnolia in May.
Yeah.
Recorded at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. That's an example of like fully recorded the whole episode we recorded at Magnolia in May.
We're at episode 200. Do y'all remember when at one point this was going to be like there was going to be video components and then...
Oh, yeah.
Court and I were going to go and record at different locations in Collierville.
That was part of David's
Part of Bull TV.
Bull TV.
Yeah, he wanted us to do a whole Bullcast segment on Bull TV, and I think we jointly decided that we would prefer not to appear on camera. So
We like staying behind the mic.
Yeah.
But we did get updated pictures finally.
We did.
So, you know, and that's what we're going to, with the addition of Nicole, I think we're going to stay a little bit more on top of updating our pictures and stuff like that. And Cam's going to still be great at taking care of editing. But Nicole, you've really come on board to help with the outlines and keeping momentum to keep going, keep doing these episodes, because as we said before, like our time has kind of gotten spread in different ways. We started during COVID where we had a little bit more time because we weren't meeting with clients in person, and we're excited that we are meeting with clients, taking care of business, but it does mean that time is a little bit more limited. So the addition of her has been excellent to really assist all of us in making sure this podcast happens.
Snaps for Nicole.
Snaps
I'm like
Nicole.
The little angel on your shoulder. You know, if you get down, you're like, oh man, I don't have time. I don't know what to talk about. I'm like, you can do this. You got this.
Yeah,
so I have your outline here for you.
That used to be me. I would come in so bummed out if we've all are too bad. I'm like, guys, we have to record. So thanks for taking. And I was putting the outlines together. So thanks for taking that from me.
I hope you've enjoyed all the episodes.
So can I change to episode 201 to like a different hello?
Yeah, I mean,
it's your rules.
It's your thing.
What's it going to be?
I don't know.
I bet it's the same.
It could be a Lionel Richie hello. It could be an Adele hello.
You're a creature of habit. You're not going to be able to change your...
Well, it's consistency. Consistency is key. Mm. We got to stay on brand. So, you know...
You should do a Doubtfire impression.
Oh, well, you know an alter ego of me says, hello, pulpit.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I say that sometimes.
I can't do Robin's hello justice, but she has a certain way that she says hello that maybe we should have her in on 201 and have her do hello. The hello. But just not say anything. Just have her do her hello, and then Katie can bust on in with the rest of it.
Yeah. So this episode, you know, obviously we're excited for it to being 200. We are committed to at least giving you a couple more episodes past this. But no, as long as you keep listening, as long as y'all keep having topics, then we really will keep delivering and doing what we can. I do want to plug in the beginning part of this episode, we want guests, we want topics, so hit Nicole a message if you'd like to be on this. But as far as our, throwing it back, our meat and potatoes of this episode, let's go to the bullpen. I'm actually going to the streets. If y'all remember Jay
Leno. Hitting the streets?
I'm hitting the streets.
My word.
If y'all remember Jay Leno.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah, I remember Jay Leno.
My word. Jay Leno, when he had his show, he would go to the street corner and, like, you know, ask people. There's been several different people who've done that before where they just kind of, like, question people on the streets. And so while I'm not going to the actual streets, I'm hitting the pavement of Pickler Companies, and we're going to actually pull into the podcast studio some of our fabulous, what do you say, Court, at the end?
Our amazing.
Our amazing team.
Amazing, yeah.
So we're going to pull in some of our amazing team and maybe even have our amazing boss, David Pickler, join us. Yeah. But
that's advisors within us. Sorry, it's habit.
It is. That happens in client meetings sometimes. It's like, oh yeah, our address, advisors with a no, not an E. I've even heard David say that. But here is going to be our segment of pulling people live into the podcast studio, our fabulous, amazing team. Who we got in the studio?
My name is Ann Borst.
Ann Encyclopedia. Because how long have you been with us?
A little over 23 years.
Obviously, I have known Ann my entire life, pretty much my entire life almost. But yeah, Ann has been with David for a very long time. And so we are excited to have her on our 200th episode. So what do you have to tell us, Ann?
Well, I'd just like to share, during my first year, I was taking a class to help pass the Series 7 to get licensed to trade. And during this class, 9/11 happened, and it was just, as you can imagine, a horrible, horrible week. It was just devastating, and I wondered what I was getting myself into, and I got licensed and was working, and in the months that passed, I learned that you can't react to the market day by day, but you have to take a longer view. For instance, one day during the early afternoon, a rumor was going around that they'd found a bomb on a bridge in New York, and the market started to drop rapidly. And then about an hour later, they discovered that wasn't true at all, and so the market recovered. Going through the months after 9/11 proved to be very helpful and working with our clients, especially during the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009, and more recently during COVID. I've also learned that it's important to build relationships and to be consistent. And I'm going to be a little bit personal here. My dad was raised and grew up in Iowa, and he lived there for over 60 years. But he also lived for 30 years in Colorado and worked and got to know a lot of people. And he had always been very consistent in his work ethic and how he lived his life. For instance, during one of the memorial services, a neighbor got up and talked about how my dad would take a daily walk down the street and all the cats and the dogs in the neighborhood would follow him. And this neighbor was just heartbroken that my dad wasn't going to be around to do that anymore. I've also learned it's important to be consistent in our financial commitments. A couple of years ago, my alma mater sent me a thank you note for 10 years of consistently giving to them. And they listed how much I'd given each year. And some years it was only $25. But I think this is important to be consistent because we use a consistent process in serving our clients with the meetings that we hold, the schedule of meetings, and our communication with them, and trying to be with them through good times and bad. And I would say that it's sort of like the Bible story between the house that was built on a rock and the house that was built on sand.
Mm-hmm.
But our business is built on a rock.
Okay, and now who do we have in the room with us?
Melissa Skovdahl.
And how long have you been with the team?
12 years.
Wow, you've been a part of the family a long time.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And we are a big family.
So this is our 200th episode, and we kind of wanted to just know, since you've been with us for 12 years, what is maybe the one or two things that you've learned since being here that is something that you'll carry with you for all of time?
I've learned everything about finance because I came from the lumber industry, and I had the office experience but did not have the finance knowledge. And now I'm very knowledgeable, and I'm learning something new every day. I have some really good mentors. My two big takeaways from working here are never pay extra on your mortgage and never, ever, ever pay cash for a car.
Great information from Melissa. I do want to put that out there as a disclaimer. Obviously, those are great tips that she has. You know, it may or may not fit in your plan to pay cash or not. Those are just kind of some general rule of thumbs. And it's a way of looking at your individual picture and seeing, is it in your best favor to pay cash or pay extra on your mortgage? So everybody's a little bit different. But I want to thank Melissa for her knowledge. Okay, let's find our next victim. I mean, next guest. Okay, who do we have now?
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikita Iyer.
Hi. How long have you been with us?
I have been here since January 2nd of this year.
Okay, so a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's your role with us?
I am a client services administrator. I'm Ooh, one of four.
Very good. Yes, she has joined the team. She's not our newest, but she's our second newest. And so tell us a little bit. The floor is yours. Any kind of advice or recommendations you want to give out?
I'm not sure I am licensed to give recommendations or advice.
Oh, yeah.
I've learned so much since I've been here. And I've had a passion for personal finance since high school. So I definitely understand and recognize the importance of personal finance. And starting working here, it's only grown. And I think the work that we do here has shown me so much about the importance of specifically planning for the future and all the technical things that go into how you plan for the future and all the different kinds of accounts you can have and how you want to structure things with your finances. It all goes into all the little nuances of one person's financial plan. And that's been very eye-opening for me. And another thing that I really like about working here at Pickler is the focus on relationships and how relationship and client-centric we are. And I think knowing the whole picture of a client, it just better informs a financial plan, and every single part of them can go into that picture, and it's really cool.
Okay, I'm excited for our next guest. And who do we have with us?
Monique Lawler.
And how long have you been with our team?
Almost 2 months, actually.
Woohoo! So we did talk to the second newest, and now you are the newest. And so you have a wealth of knowledge coming into working with us with all your different backgrounds. And so maybe just kind of tell us, you know, if someone said something about why should they know about their finances, what would you say to them?
I would say that a lot of the aspects of their life depends on knowing about your finances. I'm also a realtor, and you'd be surprised how many people come in with what we like to say champagne taste on beer budget.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's because they don't know the status of their finances. And in the end, they're horribly disappointed because they can't purchase the home that they want. But if you come in with that knowledge, you know where you're going, you know where you're going to be, you kind of have an idea of what kind of lender you're looking for. There's so much that goes into it. And just everything, bills, cars, your children's school, like everything goes into knowing your finances.
That's why we started this podcast, is because everything, no matter what the topic is, can all bounce back to finances.
My name is Luke. I am the financial planning coordinator. I was actually recently promoted. I was a receptionist before, and I've been here for about 2 years. I've learned a lot. I'm still continuing to learn. That's one thing about this industry, is that you continue to learn every single day, and you will come across something that is new and new territory, and there's always a challenge that presents itself. A couple things that I have learned since I've started is TikTok investment advice is usually not as accurate as it may seem. I had a lot of expectations about what you should do with your money and the right thing. And I've learned that a lot of what TikTok shows you is not actually what you should do. And everybody's financial situation is super unique and requires a tailored approach for every situation, which I like. So every situation, you just have to approach differently. Yeah, but I really like working with clients on a daily basis, and being able to solve their problems is very gratifying. And it's really great to work with such a wonderful team.
Sounds like you've been listening to Bullcast.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so this next person I'm pulling in here happens to know my co-host pretty well. This would be very, very close to Court. So who's in the podcast studio with me?
I'm Robin Winsett. I'm Court's wife.
And how long have you been with us?
A little over 2 years.
2 years. It feels like 20 years.
Thanks.
That's a good thing. We're asking people kind of their financial nuggets, their advice. You obviously previously were in the banking world, and so now you've switched to the financial planning, financial wealth management world. So any advice you've gotten since being with us for 2 years?
I think the best advice that I could give is to make sure that you work with a financial planner and you're very honest about your financial picture. I was in banking for 25 years before this, and just realizing coming here that your banker knows part of your financial history and maybe your credit card company knows some of your stuff. But when you work with a financial planner and they can get that overall picture, it's imperative.
Okay, this next guest, we are pulling through the soundboards. This is 2024, ladies and gentlemen. So this is technology at its finest. We are bringing a remote person in. So who is on the line?
This is Shelby Butterfield.
Hi, Shelby. And so how long have you been a part of the Pickler family?
I just celebrated my 7th anniversary with Pickler.
Woohoo! So woo-hoo. What kind of nugget or knowledge are you going to drop on us today?
Oh gosh. I mean, when I first started, I remember David telling me, you don't even know what you don't know. And that could not be any truer. I continue to learn something new each and every day. And because of that, I've learned to adapt. Every day is different. I've learned to prioritize my time. I've always considered myself as a good communicator, but I feel like that skill has been really fine-tuned, and I just really enjoy getting to help people achieve goals.
Well, I happen to know that you are a avid listener of our podcast. So
I am.
So this is our 200th episode. We've been doing this for 4 years. So can you maybe tell us a favorite episode or so, or even maybe some critiques or advice for moving forward?
Oh, gosh. I have been listening. I started listening because I mean, I didn't really come from the financial world. So I thought, if my clients are listening to this and getting advice, then there's probably something in there for me too. So I listened also as a new investor. So the early episode, y'all were honing in on actual financial advice. And now I feel like that you are on episode 200. It's a lot more fun. There's definitely more things to relate to. One of my favorite episodes was, and I am not a Swiftie, although there has been an increase in Swiftie talk lately. I loved the fandom episode where you kind of budget out if you go to concerts, if you attend Mardi Gras, if there's something that you and your family really enjoy, that is part of your budget. And if it's something that you want to enjoy every year, you've got to plan for that. And it was really funny because I've got a friend here who is a professor at Arkansas Tech, and she has been approved to teach a Fandom 101 class in the fall. And she is a Swiftie, and she's really looking forward to kind of bringing this whole Swiftie effect and how it can relate to college students.
I think you need to hook Bullcast up with a guest spotlight with her.
That's something else I really enjoy. I love hearing our clients become guest speakers. Most recently, we had Dave Silverman, who's one of my clients, talk about the pickleball explosion. Andy Wilson talked about cryptocurrency. Even Keiki, she was one of my clients before her mom, Robin, took her away from me. But hearing her life as a 20-something in New York and learning how to navigate through life and financial expenses and everything.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that montage. It was kind of fun. You know, it was our 200th episode. What are we going to do? And you've heard us talk all the time. So we kind of wanted you to know, like, who's the other part of this team? Who's our Pickler team?
Our amazing team.
Our amazing team and our amazing boss. Oh, wait. Yeah. We haven't had him on here yet.
It's been a while. Not since Death of the Dollar.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have the David Pickler.
Hey, hey, hey. I feel like I finally made the team again. I thought I made the team one time and y'all kicked me off again.
Well, so the reason we wanted to have you on to kind of end up our montage is obviously this is episode 200. Again, like y'all,
that's
200.
Wild.
So my question is kind of going to be a multiple part question. So obviously this idea came up, it was kind of your brainchild and, you know, along with a couple other people trying to decide like, what is another way we can get involved? That was back before you had a TV show, before you had, I guess, you had your Bull Talks, but they were not every week at that point when we started
quarterly.
This. They were quarterly. So there wasn't a lot of like active communication to clients in the every single week. We got something coming to you. Talk to me about your opinion on how the idea and then what we've evolved to and maybe how you think we've done for 200 episodes.
First of all, you've got to get an A for consistency. Doing anything for nearly 4 years with that missing a week is incredible. You know, all the different things going on. And now, yes, there have been some changes of personnel. I mean, you've had Nicole coming in and out. There are weeks that Cameron's not here, or Court's not here, or even that you're not here, Katie. But the fact that you guys as a team have consistently delivered every week for nearly 4 years, 200 episodes, is nothing short of amazing. And really, to me, I think that's really a testament to what we try to do for our clients. Is, you know, we always try to talk about being brilliant at the basics. And one of the great ways that you serve clients well is by being consistent. And I think you guys have done that. So number one, I say you get an absolute A for consistency. Number two, I promise you, I had no idea of how this show would evolve into where it is now. I have seen all of you grow in your capacity and your ability to deliver great content. We won't talk too much about the travel episode.
The ill-fated travel episode.
Don't worry, listeners, you have not heard that one.
And nor will you ever want to hear that one. That was an early effort, and to watch the way you guys have grown, to watch the technical capabilities of how the program has developed, to watch how you have begun to engage guests in here, how you have really, you built out the team by adding someone like Nicole and bringing in other sources, how you are, you know, bringing people in by Zoom and bringing people in by telephone. It's been amazing watching. So you have so far exceeded my original dreams and thoughts of how we could find a way to connect in a different way with our clients. So again, huge kudos to all three of you, to all four of you, to all the members of the Bullcast team. Yes, there have been times when I'm walking around that lake, listening to this show, saying, why won't they ever include me anymore? I'm clearly not one of the cool kids, but as probably one of the few people who can say they have listened to every minute of every episode for all 200 of them, then it's been amazing and fun to listen to watch you guys grow. And again, I just congratulate you guys on delivering excellence, delivering consistency, and delivering really some very unique content, and doing in a manner that really, I think, as you said, takes away a lot of the mystery and some of the impediments for people to learn more about personal finance. I do have one pet peeve, is that you guys used to make a real big deal about jargon violations. Mm. And it's been months since I've heard anybody call anyone on a jargon violation here. So I think maybe you guys are getting a little too comfortable with each other and letting each other get away with some stuff.
Uh-oh, we got called out.
So representing the clients who are listening, then, now you guys have done a great job. But it has been a while since I've heard the magical tunes, you know, when you call out somebody for a jargon violation.
Now we're going to be throwing jargon violations left and right.
I've always had a problem with saying jargon violation because now, and it happened when he said it. The second I hear the phrase jargon violation, I immediately think of a particular song that had a lyric in it, you got a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. It's a Beck song. And so every time I hear jargon violation, I start singing that song over and over and over in my head. It's one of those weird things. I almost avoid saying the phrase.
Okay.
Listen, it happens.
I don't even know who that person was. You know, I'm going to try to sing an ABBA song in my head right now.
Goodness.
I'm throwing this on you here. Is there an episode that sticks out to you or a guest that we've had on that sticks out to you?
I love the episode we did with Aaron Gruelt.
Yeah, I was going to say, guest is easy.
Top.
Yeah. That one stands out.
And of course, the fact that just this past week, we had one of your former guests that became a member of the Tennessee Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. That was huge.
And Mary Wagner, having her in there talking about life as a judge, that was an exceptional one. I enjoyed Court's brother, Byron.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I thought that was great. And certainly the episodes with Keiki from New York, talking about theater was a lot of fun. I think back about the episodes with the guest hosts were good. I definitely remember the episode with the gentleman who was the Bitcoin expert. That was a pretty interesting episode, especially over the past year when we've seen Bitcoin fly all over the board. And
we may need to get him back on here and kind of get another episode.
Well, he's probably feeling pretty good right now with Bitcoin, you know, pushing $70,000 right now. But there's been a lot of episodes that have been great. I certainly enjoyed. I think y'all did a couple of really cool Halloween ones that have been fun.
The best.
I think the thing that really comes out to me is, again, how you are talking in a language that people can understand and provide great information. And I think you use the pop culture theme, but really that's almost a little bit of a facade because you use the pop culture theme, I think, to create comfort and to find ways for people to relate. But at the end of the day, you're kind of tricking them a little bit because you're using the pop culture to kind of get their attention and get them to give you the ability to have access to their brain space. And then you're filling it with really good stuff. So again, I think there's been a lot of great episodes. I love the episodes with the guests, and y'all have become very, very good at engaging your guests in some really meaningful ways. And I just really look forward to the next 200 episodes and seeing where you take this.
I wanted to interject there. You know, the pop culture thing is actually something that's really infused throughout our office. I mean, David will drop a pop culture reference in a meeting and then just pause and see if anybody catches it.
Yep.
And earlier today, he was on the phone with a client and the client said something about, is this the SS Minnow? And he said, yeah, but it's only going to be a 3-hour tour.
Perfect.
You know, so like, it's just the
it's
way
the
we
culture
are.
It's the culture. Yeah. 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 Well, I do have to throw one more guest that's kind of made it big since we talked to him last is Jeremy Bumpus. So he's got his TV show, but I was got on Max the other day. Formerly known as HBO, and right there on the home screen, it says today's choices, and there's Carfix, and there's Jeremy looking at you, and they are recording a brand new show that's going to be at their home shop in Corinth, Mississippi. So we'll have to get him back on here.
I don't know if it made it into the episode. Cameron, you might have edited it out. But at the time that we were interviewing him, he said something about the fact that the show was part of the whole Discovery family of TV. And I said, oh, Discovery's about to merge with HBO and it's going to be on it's all going to be on HBO Max. I wonder if we'll be able to watch your episodes then. And
ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wow.
Do you want a cookie?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
We'll go listen to the cookie episode. That's as close as you're getting.
No, literally, I want a cookie. Gosh. We've got all those Girl Scout cookies in there. We need to chomp on some cookies.
Mm. Those Girl Scout cookies are dissipating very, very rapidly.
They are.
Yeah. Well, so what I just heard is challenge accepted. David, you've given us the grandfather to keep moving forward, do 200 more episodes. And so that's good, guys. We got to come up with 200 more topics.
I will just interject one more thing if you think about it. 200 episodes, how we started versus how we are now. Can you imagine? We would not have made it to 200 episodes if we were still doing hour-long meetings per week.
Oh, yeah, the planning.
To break out each episode, plan it, figure out what we, I mean, and we were dragging David into those meetings and discussing everything point by point. If we could still take an hour out of David's schedule once a week, every single week for the last 200 weeks to plan out this podcast.
I'm open between 2:30 and 3:30 a.m.
No, but I was reminded, so kind of what my plan is, and I haven't even told you guys this yet, but I had a meeting with some clients of ours. The parents are clients. They brought their 17 and 16-year-old son in and kind of put me on the spot. They were like, hey, we brought our sons. We want them to learn from you. You're an expert. I'm like, whoa, I mean, I'm very good at what I do. Thank you. But I don't know that I'm the expert of all things. What do you want me to talk about? And these kids, super sharp, but they obviously had been looking at TikToks and things like that. And they asked very basic questions that I think we need to bring back on the podcast. We did this probably episode 2, 3, 6, 8, 10, stuff like that. But just back to the basics again, reminding our people about the difference between an ETF and a mutual fund and what is a money market and what is a CD and, you know, what's the difference between having a stock and, you know, having a bond and things like that. So I know we've got those episodes back in the can from a while ago, but maybe we kind of go back and reintroduce those again in kind of more bite-sized, because some of them are pretty lengthy. And I did my Katie's history lesson, and then you do your legal jargon, and, you know, we've grown since then.
Your programs have become far less formulaic. It used to be very, very structured. You know, you'd start it and you would have the pop culture and then you'd have the Katie's history, you'd have the legal thing. And it was great. But now you're a lot more free-flowing. And I think you're a lot more conversational. And I think, it's quite frankly, it's part of the growth that you feel comfortable not feeling that you have to be so constrained to a structure. And it really allows, I think, a greater participation of all the members. And one of the other things I would say that's worked out pretty well is I can remember very few episodes where one or the other of you dominated the conversation. In the early stages, it was.
Yeah.
But in the last year or so, there have been very few episodes that really any of the three or four of you really dominated it. Now, I would have to throw maybe Nicole and the Taylor Swift, you know, episodes. And there have been a couple that were a little bit different. But again, the fact that you guys feel comfortable in allowing the conversation just to go where it needs to go. And sometimes you go down a rabbit hole. And sometimes I feel like, are they ever coming out of that rabbit hole? But it's been a real pleasure watching you guys grow, develop. And certainly, you know, it's been cool that we've built out the infrastructure so that you're no longer having to stick towels underneath the door in the law library. Or
giving Court some college flashbacks.
Mm. Oh, let's not talk about what we do in the airplane lavatories here, guys.
On that note, David, thank you for coming in for a couple minutes and sharing your thoughts. Thank you for the green light on Bullcast. It's been really fun.
It's been great.
Another 4 years.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Let's do it. That means y'all are locked in. I am sending you your contracts. You are locked
handcuffed
in.
Right here.
Handcuffed to the studio.
Rush Limbaugh used to talk about the golden EIB mic, the excellence in broadcasting. Well, we're just going to have you guys all set with golden handcuffs to stay with the Bullcast mic here. So, and you have the mic right here. So it's all good. Well, again, congratulations on 200 episodes. Congratulations on consistently delivering excellence. And best wishes to the next 200.
And that was our amazing boss, David Pickler.
Amazing.
Okay, Aisha.
Thank you. Thank you very much for recognizing the reference.
We love a good Below Deck reference.
Absolutely we do.
Do we, Katie?
I don't know what they're talking about.
You guys are missing out.
It's y'all against us. And
Below Deck Down Under.
Y'all are talking about that. Katie and I have been hitting the streets all day long with the staff.
We have, yeah. I've been out there questioning people, throwing microphones in their face, and Cam's been right by my side. It was kind of like back at the beginning where it was you were kind of the silent one, but you were the mastermind behind it all.
I feel like a mute.
What if I told you you're a mastermind?
Taylor?
You know it.
Lord.
The disappointment.
Okay, so we want to wrap this up. It has been a great 200 episodes. I hope you enjoyed this special episode number 200. As we've said in this, we're going to give you several more episodes. We're going to shoot for another 200. We're going to kind of go back to our roots. Whoop. Readdress some of those previous episodes.
Bullcast back to basics.
Yeah.
Like an action movie.
Bullcast.
Love it. I feel like let's kind of like all together do this exit.
The whole thing?
What?
Let's do it.
Girl, you lost your mind.
Oh,
there's the closing bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've made it to the end of yet another episode of the Bullcast podcast. If you liked what you heard and you'd like to hear more, please feel free to go to your favorite subscription service
and sign up
to have our theme directly to your device every single Thursday
at noon.
Y'all are
we've really thrown him off. You want to restart?
No.
Do it in your Aisha voice.
Amazing. If you'd like to find out more about Katie, Cameron, Court, or Nicole, please feel free to go to our website. That website is bullcastpodcast.com. You can check out our bios. We've got a place where you can leave a comment or suggest a topic you'd like to hear us talk more about. If you like pictures, boy, we've got pictures on the website, but man, we also have an Instagram handle. That handle is at bullcastpodcast. And we also have an X handle. That handle is at bullcastpodcast as well. We always publish something about our podcast episode every single week on our Facebook page. That Facebook page is
Bullcast the podcast.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard from our amazing team today. You have heard from our amazing boss today. But if you would like to find out more about what we do, we have mentioned, obviously, that we work at a place called Pickler Wealth Advisors. And if you'd like to find out more about what we do, what we could do for you, find out more about our amazing team and even more about our boss, David Pickler, please feel free to go to that website. That website is picklerwealthadvisors.com.
That's advisors with an O.
Not an E.
Oh, she stole it.
Ooh. I thought we were going to do it together.
Katie's about to fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've given you 4 years of our lives, and I hope that you don't feel like you've had
enough
yet.
Been the time of our lives.
Because we're about to give you more. But for now, I'm Court.
I'm Katie.
I'm Cam.
And I'm Nicole.
And we love you guys.
And we're not done.
215 is the next goal. 215.
But we're done for now.